The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tonight's majlis is to commemorate the shahadat of our fourth Imam, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wa salam. Among his writings, Sahif al-Sajjadiyya is the one which is very famous. Collection of du'as that he actually gave to Imam Muhammad al-Baqir and his other son Zayd al-Shaheed. So we actually have the sanad of that Sahif al-Sajjadiyya from both these sons of the fourth Imam. But there is another book which is not that well known as Risalat al-Huquq, the Charter of Rights, written by Imam Zain al-Abidin. And this was actually narrated by, again, Abu Hamza al-Thumali, who was also, later on, he was in the companionship of the 5th and the 6th Imam also. And he was a very reliable source for us as far as the wisdom of the 6th Imam, the 4th Imam is concerned, to the extent that the 6th Imam actually praises Abu Hamza by saying that the status of Abu Hamza in his own time was like the state of Salman Farsi during his own time. It was the same status that Salman had among his companions and in group. You know, Abu Hamza Fumali had that status among his companion and during his own time. And this Risalat al-Huquq basically has been narrated by him, and that's it has come to us through him. In that Risalat al-Huquq, the Charter of Rights, Imam actually talks about 50 legal and moral rights, fiqhi and akhlaqi, huquq. It is not actually a book of fiqh. It's not a document of jurisprudence. It is more a document of ethics and morality. It is more to do with akhlaq. So for example, if you want to know how to do the namaz, you look at fiqh. But if you want to understand what is the soul of namaz, you look at Risalat al-Huquq. So there is it basically complements. You learn fiqh from one side, but then you learn the akhlaq from the other side. And these two things have to be together. And this is where I would like to, take this opportunity to briefly introduce this to the brothers and the sisters here. Hopefully you will pay attention to that Risalat al-Huquq of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wa salam. Salawat upon the Ikbarar. See, when we talk about the issue of huquq, this is plural of haq. Haq means right. This is a very complex, social concept in the society. And these days is the era of rights. There was a time when people used to talk about duties, but now they've forgotten that. That has been replaced with rights. So you have human rights, workers' rights, women's rights, children's rights, men's rights. We're still far away from that. But, so in any area you see, it's all about rights, rights, rights. And basically, this is, in the Western context, is more a relatively a new concept, starting with the French Revolution. So it's not that far. Because before the French Revolution, the society had an idea that you had the king and the citizens. All the rights belongs to the king. And all the duties are on the citizens. They didn't have any rights at all. And when we look at Islam, we see that, Islam looks at it from a very different angle. And interestingly, this is what I would say, that we should always be proud of the madhab of Ahlul Bayt. You will not find a clear definition of rights, this concept of huquq, in any other schools of thought in the Muslim world. And the first time where it has been explained in detail is actually in a very interesting context by none other than the grandfather of Imam Sajjad, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. Not only that, Ali is the first one in the history of Islam actually to clearly define what is haq, what does it mean when we talk about, from the social aspect. But the place where he mentioned it in the khutbah that he gave about it is very interesting. And it's actually a miracle. When you look at, many books on philosophy, theology, jurisprudence, this and that, you always think that, this must have come from the scholar who was in an environment of learning, in university, in the Hawza. But this khutbah by Amir al-Mu'mineen was not given in Medina or in Kufa. It was not given in a masjid. Ali did not give this detailed description of the concept of huquq on a member. Ali gave this khutbah in Siffin. Just think about it. He's there actually. It's a battle going on for a long time. They were there for about few months, about 2 or 3 months. Yet Amir al-Mu'mineen found time there to gather his companions and deliver this khutbah, which is there in Ahlul Balagha as well as in Usul al-Kafi. And there, this is the first time you see in Islamic literature that he talks about it. He says, "I am your ruler. You are my citizens." This is centuries before French Revolution came. And what does he say? He says, "By placing me over your affairs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created my right over you. As a hakim, I have a right on you." But immediately he says, "You too have a right over me like mine over you." So huquq cannot be one-sided. He says, hakim has the haq as well as those who are the citizens, they also have the haq. And then he says something which is actually the foundation of this concept in Shi'i Islam. He says, لا يجري لعهد إلا جرى عليه. He says, no right can exist for a person unless it is also against him. ولا يجري عليه إلا جرى له. And no right can go against a person unless it is also in his favor. What is he talking about? He says, if you have a haq, the other side of the coin is farz. If you have a haq and a right, it will always be coupled with a duty on the other side. And if you have a duty, the other side of the coin would be haq. So you cannot separate this issue of haq and farz from one another. Wherever you talk about haq and rights, realize that immediately in that same context, there will also be a duty on you. If there is a haq in your favor, there is also a duty upon you. And if there is duty on you, there is also a haq relevant to it for you. This reciprocal, connection of huquq with one another, it says the only being, entity who is exempted from that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who created huquq. But when it comes to human beings, he says, doesn't matter. Whether you are the ruler or the ruled, if you have haq, the other party also has haq. And both of them also, when they have haq, they also have farz relevant to that hub.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه